Daniel Suarez will live in infamy for not just being the first Mexican driver to win a NASCAR Cup Series race. Was that last year, Crash Year, the road course? Regardless, a Mexican driver has not won the Cup Series until a race of the Cup Series until Daniel Suarez came in. But with this Atlanta race, we'll be talking about that finish. A couple of races ago, we had a chance to catch up with him at Phoenix International Raceway.
Can I tell you real quick, on the red carpet today, nobody commanded that red carpet even remotely close to what Daniel Suarez did. He was late to the driver's meeting. He had a NASCAR official come up to him at one point and say, hey, the meeting's already started. You've got to get in there.
Awesome.
He still didn't go in. He still stayed and signed probably another 2 minutes at least. And then after the meeting, he came back out. All the other drivers, some of them stopped and signed a little bit, but most of them just walked back to the garage. He went the entire way down the fan line and signed everybody's autograph again. Wow. Good for him.
Daniel Suarez talking about that Atlanta finish. We can't get enough of that finish when it comes to Atlanta, Daniel Suarez. I've got to ask this of you first off. How many times have you gone back and watched that finish? And each time you've gone back and watched it, does it get even better or does it lose its luster?
No, for me, the best part of everything, actually, you know, I've watched the finish several times. But for me, the best video of everything from that last lap was actually a video that somebody took from the pit box and they were filming my crew chief, engineers, Ty Norris, Julia, and they were watching the screen, watching live. Like that part for me, that was the best part because, you know, the emotions that they are going through in that moment is quite special. Really, inside the race car, you know, I feel like I'm alone, really, and I'm just doing my thing and everything is happening kind of like in an automatic way, I would say. But to see all the emotions and all the excitement and adrenaline gone from a video on top of the pit box. And actually, I just saw this video for the first time yesterday. And I thought it was pretty spectacular. That's one of the best videos I have seen.
You bring up a good point, though. When you're in the car, you feel alone. I've never really thought about that with you guys as drivers, because you're right. You're in there for hours. It's just you have people talking in your head, but it is just you. You can't high-five somebody when you come across the finish line. But in saying that, how many times, and I'm asking this for a reason, how many times do you maybe think about the fan base or your sponsor? Because my daughter, our daughter, the minute you cross that line and it's Suarez. And she goes, oh my gosh, he speaks Spanish just like me. And it was just so enlightening to her. Instantly, she became a fan of you just because she related to you. And it was so cool.
Yeah, I would say that happens like after the fact, you know. For me, it took, I would say, a solid 45 minutes to an hour to actually realize how cool it was. The moment is a win, right? And you just want to be happy and celebrate, but you don't really know the details of it, you know, how everything happened and how every single person, fan at home, in different places in the country, different places in the world, they actually experience it. And obviously, I saw this from a different level, you know, from the pit box, you know, all these guys that are talking to me and that are seeing all the data and everything. So it was quite special. It was actually very, very special. Look, I have we're gonna be able to see it here, but look, I will show you the video very quick. It's only 30 seconds. Like, look, yeah.
That's perfect perspective.
But even they're like, wait a minute, did we not?
They're just kind of like,
yeah,
they don't know.
It's going to hit here soon.
and then they don't know again. But that's for me, that's the best part, you know, like how everyone is full of emotion and there is a lot of things happening, you know, and everyone is in their own world. So it's quite special. That really made my day yesterday when I saw that, because you know, I'm a big part of creating this experiences and emotion and moments, not just to myself, but for my entire team. You know, Julia was there covering her hand, her mouth for half a lap. I don't know what she's doing that, but doing it, not even knowing. So just things like that, you know, it's special.
Daniel Suarez joining us here in the Freak Nation, Lucas Oil Studios. My first impression of Mexican fans was playing soccer against Monterrey growing up in Texas. And I'm 10, 11 years old. And I didn't understand the fervor of Mexican football fans, soccer fans at the time, how we were pretty reserved. Our parents are pretty reserved, but the parents of the kid going bonkers. And as I get older, I see the passion of Mexican fans when it comes to sports. Watching that reminds me of how Mexicans go bonkers for their soccer, their sports. What were you doing inside the car? Were you what I would picture as a Mexican person going crazy in the car? Just like, okay. That makes sense, right?
No, yeah. Not totally. It totally does. You know, I totally understand what you're saying because, you know, I'm part of that community, right? I would say that inside the car, like I said, you know, I'm alone, right? Like I'm not going to high five with anyone. So it's just me and my helmet and the steering wheel. So it's different, you know, that all the emotions, they go through the radio a little bit, but really I'm alone. So it's a little different situation, but I think you are completely right. You know, I've been part of those soccer matches, not just in Mexico, but also here in the United States. And every time I go to a match in LA or anywhere in the country where there is a big Hispanic fan base, it's huge. You know, it's huge. These guys are super passionate and very, very noisy. And they like to make, you know, they like to have a great time. And I'm very proud that slowly we are bringing these kind of fans to NASCAR.
Listen, I was in the Coliseum with El Tri versus USA 25 years ago, and I've never seen anything like it. You knew where the Mexican fans were, and you knew where the U.S. fans were or are. Do you drive like Mexican soccer players? They're just, it's like full throttle from beginning to end. Oh, yeah. Do you drive? Are you emotionally like that? Those Mexican soccer players that I would play against?
That's a good question. I think it has to be a balance. You know, I think you have to have a balance. You know, we don't do sprint races. We do marathons. Mm-hmm. And I think that if I had that mentality of going wide open the entire time full, well, I will hit a lot of things. and I will make a lot of mistakes in the process too. So you have to have a balance. You know, you have to have research that way. You have to make passes that way. But you have to have a balance to be able to win races in marathons. Sometimes it's not the strongest guy which wins race. It's the smartest guy. So you have to have the balance. And I think that, you know, I have only find that out and learn that out with years, you know, with experience.
You know, Statman, you made a note during the text thread of the recognition that he gets now with a big race win in Atlanta, how calm and cool he is in interviews.
Yeah, I mean, just see, watching him leaning back, and I imagine him, he was leaning back in his chair, his back to the wall, and he's like, cool, I got this. And that wasn't the case with Suarez even last year. I'm so happy for him that he's able to concentrate on the playoffs now. He's got the season. He's building a fan base, and he's probably going to get great rides and another contract. It's great. I'm really happy for him.